God, capstone.
This meeting is now being recorded.
Power and capstone of wisdom is in the preaching of the cross. So I give you that scripture. I also want to give you Proverbs 4, verses 5 through 9, when it talks about wisdom as the principal thing. And then in Acts chapter 6, verse 8 through 10, you're going to find out this young man, Stephen, they could not resist him by the spirit of wisdom and what he spake. And then the Lord Jesus' ministry was capitalized by wisdom. If you look in Luke chapter 2, verse 40 and verse 52, it's talking about Jesus waxing strong in spirit and grew in wisdom and increasing in wisdom. So it's very important that we understand that our mantle of wisdom, we must wear it in ministry to shift and change as the Holy Spirit desires for us to change. Another scripture talking about the church, where the church should be, is Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. It says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hill, and all nations shall flow unto it. Powerful scripture there in Isaiah about where our ministry should be, or where the things of God should be. It should be at the top of everything, and it should be established in the top. And it also talks about it should be exalted above the hill, and all nations shall flow unto it. The next verse, and it says, "And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." And it's just telling us that if we do not neglect the aspect of wisdom, where it would put our ministry, and our ministry would be in a flow. Yet in the days of Joseph, the nation of the earth would begin to locate their Savior in the church, just as it was in the day of Joseph. If you look, make a note of Genesis 41:39, Pharaoh said to Joseph, "For as much as God hath showed thee all this, there's none so discreet and wise as thou art." Now the Message Bible said in that Psalm 41:39, "So Pharaoh said to Joseph," we're talking about wisdom, and that's what we want in LTMA. We want to acknowledge wisdom. We're not talking about no superstar. We're not talking about being an orator. We're talking about being able to yield to that mantle of wisdom where the Holy Spirit got his hand on us, open the clarity of the vision, of the assignment of God, that we can operate in power and in the wisdom of God. The Amplified, the Message Bible said in Genesis 41:39, "So Pharaoh said to Joseph, You're the man for us. God has given you the inside story. No one is as qualified as you in experience and wisdom." And so that's a capstone there for us in ministry. We need to have experience of the results of operating in wisdom, and when people see that, they will look for you. Those of you who are passionate will follow you closer. So wisdom marks the children of God. Wisdom is our mark. It's a divine mark that we must wear from God, from the Holy Spirit of wisdom. In Matthew 31:19, Jesus said, "But wisdom is justified of her children." Jesus was saying, say what you will about me and my disciples, but wisdom is our identification mark, our identifying mark. And that's what, no matter where you are now, I know I'm cutting my sentences off, but just hold with me. No matter where you are now, my desire is for your identification mark and your mantle to be a mantle and an identity of wisdom. Because I know this as your leader, if we can emphasize this and yield to the Holy Spirit in this area, I don't have to be concerned about how you're going to come out. because wisdom always bring you out. Wisdom always bring you on the top. Wisdom always give you the ability to stand no matter what come against you. And that's why Jesus emphasized so much, and that's why Solomon said wisdom is the principal thing in all you get and get understanding. So our identification mark in ministry must not be how big our church is or how good we can talk or how good we can sing, but do we operate in the mantle of wisdom? I think my success as a country boy down here in the middle of nowhere has been my insufficiency to do it myself and then forced to yield to the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God have prompted my ministry by unending wisdom. If you're going to rule in your position in authority and dominion in which God has called you to do, you're going to do it by wisdom. Wisdom puts you in a category all by itself, especially the wisdom of God. If the church or our ministry going to become in charge on earth by the time of Jesus come, we're going to have absolute trust in the wisdom of God. If you're going to have unreserved control, read Psalm 110, verse 1 through 2. I hope you're taking a notepad and taking a few notes, because there are so many scriptures that I don't have time. I really just don't need to preach to you. I'm just sharing with you experience and wisdom that God has given me as your leader. You all got scriptures and you all preaching yourself, but I'm just giving you these scriptures and whatever the Holy Spirit gives you out of it. But it's unreserved control. When you're operating in wisdom, you have unreserved control in every situation, because God's going to show you exactly how he would do it. You know, it's a sinful time. The darkness that have covered the earth and grows darkness upon the people. But wisdom of God will make the churches shine as the stars. That's Daniel chapter 12 and 3. With all the darkness, all the gloom, and all of the attack that people are going through, as we, as members of LTMA, operate and function, and may the Holy Spirit help us to function in the wisdom of God, there are going to be a light shining that people can see their way through this thing. There's a statement that when Jesus walked on this earth, men marveled at his wisdom. Like in Mark chapter 6, verse 2, they said, from whence has this man these things, and what wisdom? Notice what they said, what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? See, they knew the mighty work came from a wisdom, and that same wisdom is available to us, as James 1:5 says, in our asking. It's what the Holy Spirit is doing. It's what the Holy Spirit is saying. We're going to have perpetual victory. We have to recognize the finished work of that cross. We have to have our faith in what Jesus did on that cross, and we must ask God to give us the wisdom of God. In your ministry right now, wherever you are, as your leader, I emphasize this fact. I want you to dwell on that finishing work of what Jesus did. It's all paid for, and ask God to give you wisdom about your ministry. We're about the Master Vision Bearers and myself, including the Master Vision Bearers ministry. My aim is to rise you up, but not just for to be up. To rise you up where you can stabilize yourself and be a blessing to many people. What is wisdom? Wisdom is locating God's way of doing things. Very important. It's locating God's way of doing things. Again, I can't help myself because of my insufficiencies and inadequacies that I've had in my life, but it have been a blessing to me because God has always given me wisdom the next move to make. Everything we've accomplished, God has given me the wisdom to do it. Wisdom is not mental exertion. You know, a lot of people get into ministry, they try all kind of strategy, but it's standing on God's style. approach and method to get answers to your question and solution to your problem. Let me go over that again, because in my church, the word does the work. I do some very little counseling, and so I expect the same thing from this organization, that I'll give you information enough that the Holy Spirit can take your talents and gifts and your understanding and do better with you. So this wisdom is locating God's way of doing things, make it a whole lot more easier. Another thing, profound thing I talk about, I've talked about it to these boys who've been around me a long time. My ministry has not been a struggling ministry. It's been easy. Or I had time to struggle, but I refused to struggle. I just put it on God, and God always gave me an insight. And most of the time, on the other end, I come out higher than I was when the attack or the circumstance or the roadblock came. If you're going through some things now and seem like it's not working, just stay faithful. Make correction as the Holy Spirit show you correction to make. A lot of times the Holy Spirit will show you correction to make through me. A lot of times he show you correction to make through a master vision bearer. That's what we're here for. We're here as a team. We want one spirit. We want to show love and respect and honor for one another. But it does not mean that we don't have to have sometimes correction, jerking the slack out. That's what it's all about. But it's all in the mean of love and growth and development, and so we can carry out the commission that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us. So it's locating God's ways of doing things. Remember now, if that's something you're dealing with, the main thing you want to do right now is locate God's way of doing it. Ask God for wisdom. Don't struggle in your mental man. Stay on God's style approach and method to get the answer to your question and solution to your problem. Ask God. He designed our world to operate according to the spiritual principle he set in motion. So we have to have spiritual principles. Spiritual principles compared to man's strategy. What I see a lot in ministry, I watch them. Not judging them, I just watch them. There's a whole lot of human strategies, men's strategy, world strategy. Say, for instance, I came to Revelation in preaching at Dr. Randolph's church. The Lord, I was praying in the hotel, and I had read a secular book about the blueprint. I understand you put blueprints up to build buildings, and you put blueprints up for certain things. But the word of the Lord came to me and says, it's not a blueprint. He says, because you get stuck on a blueprint, I do things out of the ordinary. I build things in different ways. Now, the blueprint really is his word, but sometimes God tells us to do something, like pouring water in that and needed wine, pouring water in those barriers, like putting mud on your eyes. You're trying to see now, and he blinds you more by putting mud in your eye, which is bacteria and germs, then tell you go wash and see. So I remember one time God said, I'm gonna have a move of the Holy Ghost, kick that pot of flour over. It just don't. Naturally, it just don't work. Well, I see by that, ladies and gentlemen, that we have to move in the way as the Spirit lead us in order to get where God wants us to go. And all I'm doing is comparing the wisdom of God as our solution compared to the strategy of men. I started off saying I see a lot of strategy in ministry. I see a lot of numbers, large crowds. But I always talk this way, bragging on God. It's not the crowd, it's not the Lord's number. It's the content of the character or the ability or the spirit of the person you've been ministering to what's going to count. Because it's not about number. A lot of people have a lot of numbers, but those people can't preach their way or pray their way out of a wet paper bag. So that's the thing. Don't you get over cautious or overwhelmed by numbers. God dealt with me a long time ago. It's not quantity, it's quality. And you want to have a quality ministry. Do your best all the time with what God permits you to work with. If you got 16 people, give them your best. Raise them up. Teach them with all your heart. I did it with small numbers. And you know the Bible said, though you begin to be small, yet your latter end shall greatly increase. Now I got a question about that. Though you begin to be small, if you do right while it's small. Then your latter end shall increase. So let's get a hold of that. You know, God said, you've been faithful with a few things, and now I'll make you rule over many things. If you have not been faithful with a few things, I will not make you rule over many things. And so we have to start judging ourselves by the word of God. Is my delay my own fault? Is my delay my own fault? Am I blocking myself? You know, I always get back to sowing. If you spending more than you're sowing, you're in trouble. You have to watch yourself. You have to watch yourself in your small time. That's the time God really checking you to see, can he trust you? And so a lot of times, you know, one of the major problems that the church suffer from at large is finances. You know, always have come to that. And I want you all to get your financial breakthrough. And I want you to handle the small right and stop trying to be big when little got you. Just flow with God at your own, at his pace, what I did, and God will bring you through wisdom to a higher ground. The ways of God simply represent wisdom. The ways of God simply represent wisdom. God approached to things, his own method and system. That's the wisdom of God. When people, listen to me now, began to come to the church because they will see us operating in a new wavelength. Your ministry, when you start operating in that wisdom, it's just a matter of time that God's going to put you in the position of where he wants you to be. Now, also, a racial scale, where you are at this point, doesn't mean you're going to have the whole city. Somebody else might have the whole city to a certain extent. But what you get, God has designed that for you, and he can build you up right there that you have just as powerful ministry than anybody else. I have been an example. I'm an example to you. When you come for camp meeting, you'll see what God is doing. And you know, he got larger ministries all around the world. But God has blessed my ministry just as much by obeying his wisdom. All right. It's been 27 minutes. I got 7 minutes. I'm going to talk with you a little more. When you operate in wisdom, this is what I've come to understand. You will be obtaining results that cannot be disputed. You will begin to obtain results that cannot be disputed. The master of wisdom makes you 10 times stronger than those without it. Here's 3 scriptures I want you to study. The mantle of wisdom makes you 10 times stronger than those without it. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 19. Daniel 1, 17. Daniel 1 and 20. Psalm 91, 7. Another fact that I want to give you about this wisdom is wisdom guarantees promotion. Wisdom guarantees promotion. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 15 through 16. Israel chapter 7, verse 25. And Proverbs chapter 4, 8 through 9. Again, as we study wisdom, and I think in our next session we'll study wisdom again. Wisdom make your enemies helpless against you. Wisdom make your enemies helpless against you. In Luke 21:15, which is one of my favorite verses, he gives you a mouth of wisdom that the adversary can't stand against. Proverbs 16 and 7, Isaiah 54 and 17, you know that says no weapon formed against you. Ecclesiastes 7 and 12, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6 and 12 and 16, wisdom make your enemy helpless against you. And then there's another fact about wisdom that I want to impart to you. Wisdom creates currents of favor and recognition towards you. Wisdom creates currents of favor. And that's what I want you to have, currents of favor. I have covenants of favor happening to me all the time. And recognition towards you. And that's Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34 and 35, and Proverbs 3 and 1. Now, I have some more things to tell you about wisdom, and we'll get to them in the near future. Let's go back to we will obtain results that cannot be disputed. We will be having infallible proof, an undeniable result that will humble the world. When we, as an organization, begin to operate in wisdom and stop, you know, we don't want to operate in flesh. We don't operate in competition. We want to just grab everybody together and complete each other. Our weakness and our strength must be mixed together. None of us are perfect. Our aim is to perfect ourselves in Christ, but we are not to belittle each other, and we are. I got the master vision bearer ready to make correction. We need to make correction, and you're going to have to be able to stand it when correction is given. When the wisdom is operating, in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3, many will say, "Let us go that they may teach us God's ways, and we will walk in his path." It's a drawing card. This means that authority will be consecrated in the church. They will have the final say on all issues of life. That's what God's intention was. It's time for you to see the church in charge. We are not in the age of struggles. We are in the age of the divine ways of God. These last days are the days of the ruling church, not a beggarly, suffering, poor, oppressed one. We are on the verge of the divine ways of God, which are like the wisdom wave of God. God will be breaking through impossible barriers to distinguish his people. Hallelujah. You get that? God will be breaking through impossible barriers to distinguish his people. I see that in your church. I see that in your ministry. The church will be operating in heaven strategies to have dominion in earthly places. May this fall on LTMA, whatever state, whatever country you're in. May, as you listen to my voice, may this impartation of you being operating in heavenly strategy to have dominion in earthly places. I see the church will be operating on a realm of dignity which the world has never experienced. And that's my aim for this organization. Now, I see you ready to go because I listened at the roll call, and this is not ordinary for that many people to be present. And we had one we skipped, and I was real proud in the spirit of you recognizing the importance of you being present, and you are here. And I believe God is going to do some mighty things with it. We just got to stick together and flow together. I'm almost through. I'm about to close. God's wisdom is superior to man, and we at the church got to operate in God's wisdom. As ministers, we got to operate in God's wisdom. And listen to this statement. Maybe this statement and this verse I should close with this morning. You cannot operate in the realm of higher wisdom and continue to live a low life. You cannot operate in the realm of higher wisdom and continue to live in a low life. Let me expound on that pertaining to your ministry and what I'm seeing and what I'm visualizing and what I'm praying about this organization and the impartation that God gave me the ability to impart to you all. I know you all are good preachers and good teachers. But this, in this important part, I have proof of what this wisdom would do in my life and in my ministry, my family, and every way. When you begin to operate in this type of wisdom, this higher wisdom, your life go up with it in every aspect, spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, relationship-wise, etc. That's what I want for you. And I close with Proverbs chapter 24, verses 3 and 4. And I'll take up this in our next session. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. That's where we want to look. I want you to meditate that verse until we meet again, until I impart to you again. Wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. One build, one established, and one filled with pleasure and pleasant riches. Now, I want to remind you also that I'll be in Norfolk, Virginia this week at Pastor William Davis. Pastor William Davis on the line. I heard he called his name and he didn't answer. I said, call him right now because he's not on the line for this call. I ain't going to be on the line Thursday and Friday. But I heard he answered. That'll be Thursday and Friday. We'll be at his ministry. And then on the 29th and the 30th, we'll be at the Embassy of Christ Kingdom Ministry. Now, we got this on a Wednesday night. I don't know how this happened to the MVBs. I don't know how this happened. I tried to get out of it, and then I thought about it. I didn't get a man my word, so I'm going to go next week. It'll be a Wednesday and a Thursday. I usually get it on Thursday and Friday because I know most of our meeting is Bible study who pastors is on a Wednesday. So this one time we're going to suffer it out, but that's not going to happen. Now, camp meeting is so important. I know Dr. Farb is going to emphasize and the MVB is going to talk to you, but it's so important that you make yourself available for this camp meeting. What the Lord has been dealing with me about is going to be tremendous and outstanding. We'll learn some flows in the Spirit that God has given to me over the years. And so I would like for you to be here and do your best to be here. Also, you know that's 11 through the 15. Also, as much as possible, attend these money-coming conferences in different states. It's so important that you attend them because God is putting out a lot of fresh and new revelation. Let me pray for you. Father, may what I've spoken be imparted to each heart, each mind, each home, each ministry, each family. May the love of God that has been shed abroad in our heart connect us together, Father, that we be a mighty army moving with one march. May every minister improve. May every need in ministry and in families be met. I thank you for this morning impartation. I thank you for the people that you have surrounded me with to get this job done. I bless them. Let the blessing flow through these lines to everyone that is on these lines. Let understanding be clear. And Lord, we pray that you give us more wisdom in LTMA, that we can glorify your name, Father, and magnify the name of Jesus. We release our faith in the wisdom of God. Your cross, the cross of Christ, is the major wisdom of God, and it's the power of God. And today, we release our faith that we'll grow stronger and stronger in that wisdom. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I'll see you at the next meeting. Definitely, I'll see all of y'all at camp meeting. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. I have a few things to go over before we finish today. Of course, Dr. Thompson already mentioned the upcoming Money Coming to You conferences that we're having. This Thursday and Friday will be in Norfolk with Pastor William Davis, June 23rd, 24th at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, Thursday 7 p.m., Friday morning 10 a.m., Friday evening 7 p.m. Then also we'll be on June 29th and 30th in Gary, Indiana, at the Embassy of the Christ Kingdom Ministries with Pastor Cedric Oliver, Wednesday night, 7 p.m., Thursday morning, 10 a.m., Thursday night, 7 p.m. Also, please remember, if you have not joined the LTMA text alert group, please do so. You can join the group by texting in all caps the letters LTMAMSG. That's LTMAMSG to the number 41411. Again, that's LTMAMSG in all caps, and you're texting that to the number 41411. I want to take a few moments to remind you about delegation night for a camp meeting. You will be emailed the protocol. There are going to be two additions that we're going to do different this year. Number one, we want you to register to, if you're going to participate in the parade, want you to and a delegation night, please register before July the 1st. You'll be able to register on the LTMA website, which is www.ltmaonline.org, and you go to the members page. Password is LTMA2011. Again, the password to the members page is LTMA2011. You'll be able to go there, and right underneath the calendar, you can register for participation in delegation and parade night. Then, number two, whomever you choose to, if you're participating in the parade, whomever you choose to carry your banners, there will be a meeting, brief meeting. Not sure if it will be held on a Monday night or Tuesday during the day, but it will be held to give a brief rundown of what will happen and where they'll be marching during parade night, during our delegation night. Finally, don't forget about bringing your delegates to camp meeting, as Dr. Thompson stressed and urged earlier. This year we're going to have three different tracks of classes going on Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, and Thursday morning. There will be a visionary track. This will be for heads of ministries and pastors and spouses. Then there will be a ministry of health track, which will include your leaders, your key people, and those that are involved in your ministry of health track. Then there will be a laity track. That track is for those people that may not be in a ministry of health, but they're coming to camp meeting. And this track, the basic subjects will be covered, subjects that you may not be able to cover in detail during the year. We will cover some of those during the week of camp meeting. And I know for sure one of the classes that will be dealt in the laity track is the power of the cross. I think another one will be faith, and then another one will be spirit, soul, and body. So those three classes will be available during camp meeting for your laity. Don't forget about your circles this week with your respective MVBs. Please contact them if you don't remember your times or your call coordinates, please contact them for times and call coordinates. Don't forget about our next vision impartation call, which will be July 5th, 2011, at the same time, same place, same number. It'll be July 5th. Dr. Forbes, if you don't have anything else, I think that ends our announcements for today.
Reverend Leroy?
Yes, sir.
Thompson, this is David. I do want to remind the Master Vision Bearers to jump right back on our MVB conference call following the conclusion of this call. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you all, and you have a wonderful day.